Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength, our rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. So last week, something happened at our men's prayer group, which we meet every Wednesday, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. at the McDonald's right here, Route 9 and Route 30. So a week ago, there was some commotion. There was a man that went through the drive-thru, and he ordered two burritos, but they gave him three and charged him for three. And he came back in, and he was so irate that just screaming as loud as he could at this great injustice, right? And we were there, and we witnessed it, and it was unsettling. Usually it's pretty quiet. And Lillian, who's the manager, was obviously taken aback, and she quickly called the police, and they came very quick. The man got quiet really fast. But it made us think about what was behind that, right? What's a burrito, breakfast burrito at McDonald's, a dollar or something, right? And he came in really with this amazing volume of, this is terrible, you did me wrong. And it really just was like, what's behind that? What was really going on in his life that could be a way for him to express what was going on? And I thought about the scripture today where Bartimaeus is asked by Jesus, and we're asked by Jesus, what do you want me to do for you? And that's a question that that this man really needs to answer, and we need to answer every day of our lives, because what was really going on? What was his need that he really had? It wasn't the burrito, right? It wasn't the fact that they got his order wrong. There was something behind it. It could be troubles at home, troubles at work. He could feel really lonely. He could feel like no one hears him, no one sees him, and he'd like to be heard and seen. But there was something deeper within that. And I want you to think about how beautiful that question is that Jesus asked Bartimaeus. And when you look at it, it's kind of interesting. First, Bartimaeus is yelling out, Lord, have mercy on me. Son of David, have mercy on me. He's crying out. And they're telling him, be quiet, be quiet. You're really not worthy of Jesus' attention. They're trying to shut him up. He's persistent, just as we're called to be in our prayer life, in our faith life. We're not going to stop calling out. But he was calling out, Son of David. He knew that that was a term of the Messiah. He believed that Jesus was the Messiah. He believed that Jesus could do for him what the world couldn't do. So he kept at it, and finally Jesus says, call on him, and he gets up, and he throws his cloak aside, probably where he collected the coins every day, placed in the same spot. He threw that away. In a sense, that's his old self, and he takes the steps of faith towards Jesus. But the interesting thing is that Jesus asks him this question. Everybody's there. This is actually the day before Jesus' triumphant entry, Palm Sunday. It's the day before Holy Week begins. And he gets everybody to pay attention to blind Bartimaeus, who no one thinks anybody should really pay attention to. And he looks at, now this is the Son of God, that looks in the eyes of a blind beggar and says, what do you want me to do for you? Isn't that powerful? Now everybody there is like, he's blind. He wants to see. Why would you ask that question? Because Jesus is inviting a relationship. And he asks the same thing to us. When you come to church, or if you pray every day, and Jesus asks you, what do you want me to do for you? If you really do not believe that Jesus can do anything for you, will anything happen? Amy just shared this morning how she's not an easy life, but she believes that God can fulfill God's promises. Can I hear an amen? What a difference. It elicits a relationship. Amen. And this is what's offered to you every single day as we read God's word. It's powerful that God puts the spotlight on a blind beggar named Bartimaeus. And his name, Bar means son. Timaeus means honor. So his name is really important. That his name actually means son of honor. Isn't that powerful? That Jesus gives Bartimaeus his undivided attention. You know how powerful that is? You know what Mookie Betts did after they won the second game at the World Series? Where did he go? he humbly went and served homeless people in front of the Boston Public Library. And someone caught him. He wasn't looking. But that's powerful, isn't it? That literally almost brought me to tears. And how about that win last night? It ain't over till it's over, Yogi Berra would say. I was sound asleep thinking it's all done. Waking up, what? All the animals are looking at me at 4:15 this morning when I'm on the computer. Like, why is he yelling? Yeah. But how powerful it is that Jesus, before he goes to his glory on the cross, brings us to this man that no one pays attention to. They don't even look at him. They throw coins at him. He looks at him in his blind eyes and says, what do you want me to do for you? You ever see the folks? There's more folks now, and maybe it's me noticing them with cardboard signs. You see them? See them in Worcester and Boston and some. Can be unsettling. You're at the stoplight. You're trying to keep forward. Don't make eye contact. There was one funny sign that said, need help. Spend all my money on markers and cardboard. I thought that was a good one. Another one is that blah, 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 money, blah, 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 food. The guy actually wrote that, blah, blah, blah. One was, what was the other one? If you're looking for a sign from God, this is it. But what would your sign be? You know, what would you write? When you come to church and you're asked that question, do you answer that honestly with faith like Bartimaeus? Do you know really, ultimately, we're the blind beggar at the side of the road, right? We're no better than him. And Jesus wants to be in a relationship with Bartimaeus. How important it is to answer that question with faith. And it could be, Lord, bless my relationship with my spouse, with my husband or wife. Bless me that I could finally accept forgiveness. That's what I want. That's really what I need. Lord, have mercy. Son of David, have mercy on me. And it's beautiful that they say, get up. And when you say get up to a blind person, they got to follow the voice, right? I think of Bartimaeus groping for Jesus. You know, he has to make the step of faith. So often we want God to come to us and kick down the door. But it's up to each of us to really have faith that we're going to take that step with faith and believe that God can do great things in our lives. It's not easy, but we do encourage each other every single day in prayer to understand that God can give to us that which the world can never give. Do you notice that in New England, especially, I think, that people put their faith in things, right? People put their faith in the lottery. How many people bought a lottery ticket? Well, if it's over $1 billion, I'll buy a lottery ticket. What, 500 million is not enough? You got a $1.6 billion, things like that. And in a way, you're saying, I believe that money can do things for me. Money says, what can I do for you? And people answer, you will be my salvation. If I have enough money, you'll cure all my problems. Does that happen? There's a lot of sad rich people. There really is. The people that do not worry about what they're eating or where they're sleeping at night, but their hearts are empty. And I think that we sometimes worship our politicians. We think that if we have the right politician, then our lives will be saved. Everything will be right. Or technology, we can bow down to. And you look at the advancements in humanity, it's wonderful that we're smart people. Great things have happened through smart people and technology and advancements and progression. But you look at the world today. Where do our smarts get us sometimes? Just full of ourselves, full of pride? Jesus asks, what can I do for you? We have to answer that question. You can give me hope. You can give me a purpose. How beautiful it is that the first thing that Bart sees, and he's never seen before, is the eyes of Jesus. Amen? How powerful is that? To look into the eyes of his Savior, the one that cured him from blindness. He knew that the Messiah, one of the signs and revelations of the Messiah would be that the blind will see. Bartimaeus knew that and believed in that. And when he saw the face of Jesus. And Jesus says, and I think it's good because I love the word go. Love, grow, go. We have a hard time with the go part when it comes to going out and sharing our faith. Someone in our outreach committee, and I almost had forgotten that a few weeks ago, I said, you know, instead of saying, I'll pray for you, you're in my prayers, actually pray for that person at that moment. And that's much more personal, isn't it? Someone in our community was helping those who are homeless at the St. John's Homeless Shelter in Worcester on Temple Street. And a man in a wheelchair came up to his car and he gave him a poncho, gave him some socks. And then remembered that God moved him to not just say, you're in my prayers, but said, would it be okay if I prayed with you right now, prayed over you? And he held the man's hand. And the person who prayed said, I don't even know what I said. I just said words. But I know that that person was blessed, that they were involved with that person instead of just at a distance saying, I'll pray for you. God wants a relationship. So the go part, Jesus gives Bartimaeus the freedom to follow or not follow, to go wherever Bartimaeus wants to go, just like God gives us this freedom. But as soon as he looks in the eyes of Jesus, he follows Jesus. And he follows him through the Holy Week experience, all the way to the cross and to the resurrection, that Bartimaeus became a disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen? And he said, I once was blind, but now I see. And so I want to move to our prayer time and ask you to answer that question for yourself today. Jesus does for us what we can't do for ourselves, but we have to have faith that Jesus can do the work of salvation and new life and forgiveness and love and joy and peace. We have to believe that Jesus can do things for us the world cannot do, and that God gives us God's undivided attention today, right now. And we know what happened yesterday in Pittsburgh at the Tree of Life Synagogue is outrageously evil. As a prayer that I'd like to lift up for the folks in that synagogue and the people of Pittsburgh and the people of America, hate crimes are growing. Over the last couple years, they've grown over 57% anti-Semitic hate crimes. I've read that stat. That in 2017, there was almost 2,000 anti-Semitic hate crimes. And we remember the congregation in Charlestown at the African Methodist Episcopal Church, where those people were killed. You know that when you say yes to following God, there is another side. And Wade and Holly said yes to when I asked, do you reject the spiritual powers of wickedness? They said yes. What do you want me to do for you? God's asking. We have to answer that question for us personally and be honest. Be honest with those answers. Ultimately, though, the man that made the big stink over the burrito and the money, he really probably just needed a hug, right? Probably needed to know that he is loved by God. Loving relationships, really, in the end, that's all we really want. And our hearts really want to look into the face of Jesus and know he's with us and he'll carry our cross and he'll die for us. Bartimaeus knew that. And when you go, I pray that you go and follow Jesus. It's going to bring you to places you maybe don't want to go, places that are hurting, to people. And I love that the spotlight's right on someone who the world could care less about. And you might feel like that sometimes. You might feel like blind Bartimaeus by the side of the road. No one cares. No one sees me. No one gives me any attention. You need to trust that God does. God is willing to come to you. You have to take steps of faith to God. And so the go part is you can't have a faith, you know, love, grow, sit on the couch just does not work, right? And I'm so blessed that you say, I want to be part of a faith community. I don't want to let the world win. Greater is he who's in us, amen, than he who is in the world. And we're in a war every single day. And it's spiritual. So I'm going to just say this prayer. This is by Rabbi Seth Goldstein. And this was a prayer he wrote for his own congregation in Olympia, Washington, when his congregation suffered a hate crime. So it's a prayer for healing after a hate crime. If we can just be in the spirit of prayer. And then we're going to move to our other prayer time. And we do have many that are on the list in our prayer list. I'm just going to say some names and then we'll pray and end our service together. But we want to pray for Deb Emery. We actually have a bear, Jim, if you want to grab a bear. It's June, give the bear to Jim to deliver to Deb. She can hug anything. Amen. She can't hug anything. She's hurting. We want to lift up prayers for Deb Emery. Beb Brayman, we want to pray for. Beth Ann is in the balcony working the computer, and she loves her mom so much. We pray for Beb. Pray for Dick Tybert, for Janet Pilling, Barbara Barnes, Judy Brown, Carol Doyle, who's here with us, and others on our list. Let's bow our heads and celebrate that God has given us what we need today, and that's God's love and God's relationship. So let's bow our heads. O God and God of our ancestors, hate has been visited upon our community. Our sacred space has been violated. We feel vulnerable, afraid, angry, and broken. God and God of our ancestors, we pray to you. May strength come from our vulnerability, so we can support one another and receive the support of others with gratitude and humility. May compassion come from our fear, so we do not act from that fear. And we can pursue justice, not revenge, peace, not more violence. May wisdom come from our anger, so we are able to see that an attack against us is an attack against all. And we are able to join in common cause with those who are similarly oppressed and targeted. And may healing come from our brokenness, so we are able to rise from this challenge with renewed life, commitment, and connection. God and God of our ancestors, in light of this act of violence and hatred, we maintain our commitment to be Israel, the remnant of Israel, continuing upholding the teachings and traditions of your covenant, pursuing righteousness and compassion, justice and mercy, peace and understanding, love and friendship. And may you frustrate those who seek to do harm and uphold those who seek to do good. And may the shelter of your peace spread over us and over all who dwell on earth. And Lord, we lift up to you our prayers from our heart as we see Bartimaeus approach you and you approach him. We thank you, God, that you heal us from our spiritual blindness. You give us sight to see your glory and your mercy and your love. And Lord, we thank you that you still love us when we turn from you and you call us to come back and see you running to us. Help us be like Bartimaeus, to be bold in crying out that you are our Savior, that we need healing, we need forgiveness and your grace. Open up the eyes of our hearts so that we would see you. Thank you, God, that you call us to be in relationship, that our deepest desires and wants and needs is to walk with you every day to heaven. Thank you, God, that you are blessing our church and you're bringing new people to come and be with us. We thank you, God, for Amy's testimony, for your word that lives within her, that she is a shining light of hope and of faith and love and peace. Bless our prayers today that we believe in the power of your love to transform our world as we seek to live lives of faith, mercy, service, and witness. As we pray your prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Amen.